This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you. And today we're going to be doing a part two in a series. We're doing a series on lay ministry, what it is, and how you can potentially participate in being formed as a lay minister.
This is kind of a joint project with the Archdiocese. They approached us and said, gee, you know, could you do a series of things that would just inform people of all of the opportunities there are for lay involvement in the church. And there's so many of them. We're doing a series of four different programs here, and we're also running a whole bunch of announcements on the air highlighting some of the different ways that lay people can be involved in the faith as well, all kinds of different capacities, really.
Yeah, and today we're going to be swinging all the way down via phone to St. Meinrad Seminary and School of Theology. We have our guest today is Tammy Becht. She is a St. Meinrad Conference Director, and she directs a program called One Bread, One Cup Conference. So welcome to Faith in Action, Tammy.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Now, did I say your last name right, Becht?
You did.
Oh, good.
Well done.
Good. Thank you. Great. Well, tell us. I want you to talk about St. Meinrad Seminary and School of Theology. What is that? I mean, not everybody, some people just think it's a seminary, but it's more than that.
It's so much more than that. St. Meinrad was founded in 1854, and it began and still is a Benedictine monastic community for men. Two monks from Einsiedeln, Switzerland, came to the wilds of southern Indiana, and they thought they would be coming to evangelize the Native Americans. And to their surprise, when they got there, they found out that it had been kind of settled already, and there were a lot of German-speaking Catholics in the area. That was really the invitation that was sent forth from Father Joseph Kundi, who was instrumental in establishing the church in the Jasper, Indiana area. And so these two monks came. They were a community of two, and they stayed. And the community has grown, and today we have around 80 monks who live and work in and through St. Meinrad. And then the School of Theology and the seminary is our primary apostolate. We train men from several dioceses, I would say probably around 35 dioceses that we train men for the priesthood. And then we also have about 85 people every year who are graduate theology students, the laity, men and women who come and seek fuller understanding of the faith through pursuing a degree in theology.
Now, Tammy, you mentioned the monks live and work there. What kind of work do they do?
They do all kinds of work, everything from a world-renowned artist, Brother Martin Erspammer, is a monk of St. Meinrad, and he is a very famous glass artist, stained glass, and has installed stained glass windows all across the country and in several places in the world, actually. They also have a new endeavor by some of the junior monks called Peanut Brother, and they've begun to manufacture and sell their own brand of peanut butter. Smooth and crunchy, and it's quite tasty, but it's natural. They were looking for an alternative to sweetened peanut butters and peanut salt and sometimes honey, and it's become quite popular. It's available in the gift shop.
Okay.
Some of the monks work in parishes as pastors. One of our monks, who's affiliated with One Bread, One Cup, is acting as the president rector at Conception Seminary College at Conception Abbey in Conception, Missouri. And so, as you can see, their range of work is quite broad.
Mm-hmm.
They're artists, they're musicians, they are pastors, they are priests. They visit different parishes and will fill in on the weekends. Many of them teach, actually, in the seminary and the School of Theology. Just a wide variety of mm-hmm. talented men.
Now, most of our listeners would be familiar with priests, of course, from their own parish. A lot of them are becoming familiar with deacons and what they do at a parish. What do monks do? I mean, where do they fit in as far as the sacraments, being able to do the sacraments and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Monks are what they are called as a Benedictine. I know that there are, like the Franciscans are called friars, and they are either priests or some of them are brothers, and that means that they are professed religious, but they are not ordained to the priesthood. Brothers spend their time working. Some of them are professionals who came to their vocation, monastic and religious vocation, after they have established themselves as young professionals. And so some of them carry on in the position in which they were, but all of them bring the gifts and the skill set that they have for the good of the monastic community and also for service to the school and seminary of theology. So whatever and whoever they were certainly continues to grow as they become a member of the monastic community, and the skill set that they have can be utilized there at St. Meinrad in a variety of ways. But some of them also take a different turn. I know there's Brother James Jensen, who served as the administrative assistant for One Bread, One Cup for 3 years. In his former life, he was a CPA, but he brought that skill set to work with OBOC as our administrative assistant because he helped me greatly because I'm a liberal arts major. Math and numbers are not my strong suit. So I felt very blessed to have Brother James on staff.
So you mentioned the One Bread, One Cup. Talk about your role at St. Meinrad and then what the One Bread, One Cup conference is. And again, kind of in terms of lay ministry.
My role at St. Meinrad is as the director of the Office of Youth and Young Adult Formation,
okay,
as well as the director of One Bread, One Cup, which is a 5-day conference for high school youth. We are helping the young people to learn about and practice leadership in 10 different liturgical ministries. So they have their choice. That we ask them when they register to choose 3 liturgical ministries, and we list to them for them on the registration page, to choose 3 that they would be interested in, and then we place them in one of those 3. And they will study that particular liturgical formation session throughout the course of the conference, and then they'll practice it every day, either at the Mass that we have each day in the afternoon or at Liturgy of the Hours, which they also learn to pray and to lead while they're there at One Bread, One Cup. So by the time a young person leaves the conference, they have received 10 hours of catechetical instruction in a particular liturgical formation session, and they've also received catechesis in the Word, Sacrament, and Mission of the Church. And then they've had hands-on experience in leading for the community that's gathered there at Mass and at Liturgy of the Hours, so that by the time they go home, they are a formed liturgical minister with the ability to lead both Liturgy of the Hours and to perform liturgical ministry at the Mass for their home parish.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Tammy Beck. She is the Director of Youth and Young Adult at St. Meinrad, and she's also the Conference Director. Jim, I know you had a question you wanted to ask.
Well, I was going to ask you whether the program that you were just talking about is offered one time a year, or is it offered a number of times a year? How does that work?
That's a great question. At St. Meinrad, we hold 3 conferences each summer, and this summer the conference dates are June 17th through 21st, June 28th through July 2nd, and July 6th through 10th at St. Meinrad. We'll also have a 4th conference at Conception Abbey in Conception, Missouri, and that conference will run July 17th through 21st. That's kind of a satellite program. We've been trying to learn how to expand, and for the past 2 summers, we held all of our conferences at St. Meinrad, and then we packed up the whole show, and we took it 10 hours west and put on a 4th conference at Conception. And this year, we're really excited because Conception has hired their own interns, which are college students who facilitate our conferences for the high school youth. But Conception has hired their own interns, and they'll run their own program this year, and I will visit, which will be quite exciting to see that second site established.
So, Tammy, how long has this program been going, and how did it happen to get started?
Great question. This year is our 25th anniversary, and
wow.
we're so excited to be celebrating 25 years of liturgical leadership with high school youth this year. It began when the college at St. Meinrad closed. They used to have an undergraduate college, and they closed the college, and they decided that they still wanted to minister to the young church in some way. And so Father Mark O'Keefe was the president rector at the time, and Robert Fiducia was a co-worker there at St. Meinrad, and they began to brainstorm ways that they could serve the young church and still be true to the mission of St. Meinrad in forming leaders in the church, both priests, deacons, religious, and laity. And so they came up with this idea to form a liturgical conference and teach young people leadership in liturgy. And so that began in 1995. And as the years went on, in 1999, then they applied for and were awarded a grant from the Lilly Foundation there in Indianapolis. And the rest is history. One Bread, One Cup was born, and I think branded in 2000. And here we are now, 25 years later, after we started liturgical leadership, still going strong, in fact, stronger than ever.
How many young people participate in the class or the program at one time?
At each conference, we welcome around 100 youth and about 40 adults. And we do have an adult track for parish and high school campus leaders and also volunteers who work with a parish youth ministry program. We welcome them. We have a track for the adults specifically. And we try to focus on things that will help adults in the parish setting in helping to lead and engage the young people in the liturgy week after week. I am convinced that this type of ministry is so important because at this time in the church, young people are seeking an authentic faith and authentic understanding about the meaning of life like never before. I'm convinced that an authentic encounter with Christ through the liturgy is a key to helping our young people establish a relationship with Christ through the sacraments. The stability that's offered through a relationship with Christ and then expressed through the sacraments is one that really isn't available in any other way. At One Bread, One Cup, we seek to help young people establish and maintain that kind of relationship with Christ.
Yeah, I think the Catechism says that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith, and so it makes sense what you're saying. We do need to take a quick break. We will be back for more Faith in Action, talking about lay ministry and the One Bread, One Cup conference coming up this summer. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then, below that in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
You're invited to join us for coffee and donuts this weekend. Well, not real coffee and donuts, but coffee and donuts with John and Mary, a great new show you'll hear right here on Catholic Radio Indy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 9:30. A lighthearted look at Catholic talk and topics. Join us for Coffee and Donuts with John and Mary, weekends at 9 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we have Tammy Becht on the phone from St. Mimrid, and she is the Director of Youth and Young Adult there at St. Mimrid, and she's also the conference director of a conference called One Bread, One Cup. So, Tammy, who can attend? Who can participate in this conference?
Well, we welcome current high school students every summer, so that means that if they're in high school, like right now, in middle May, then they are eligible to attend a conference that summer. So current freshmen through current seniors in high school. Also, we welcome their adult leaders. They can be parish or high school campus ministers. They can be parents who might volunteer in the parish or the high school with the youth programs. They can be pastors. We certainly welcome pastors, and we welcome pastors as our guests. So if a pastor wants to attend with their high school group, they come as our guests free of charge. We welcome anyone who is interested in encouraging young people to engage in the liturgical life of their parish or high school.
Now, Tammy, this is a five-day event, and it just occurred to me that everybody who attends is going to have to pack their bags a little bit and do some overnight staying with you.
That's exactly correct, and the Benedictine spirit of hospitality is not lost on our conferences. We welcome them at the door, literally out in the parking lot. I mentioned our interns earlier. We hire 20 college students every summer, and so if you're a summer or if you're a college student and you're looking for a summer employment, One Bread, One Cup would welcome you as long as you're an active Catholic and you're serious about your faith. So you will be immersed in the Benedictine spirituality of life in an intentional community there at St. Mimrid throughout the summer. The internship lasts for about 6 weeks, and you live there at St. Mimrid the entire time and then facilitate each of the five-day conferences. So with the hospitality that St. Mimrid offers, all of our guests share a room. If you're a youth, the adult participants have a single room. And each room is en suite, and all the meals are provided by our wonderful kitchen staff there at St. Mimrid.
So do they stay over there at the guest house, or is it, I'm trying to place where they're at.
We use every available room, which means after the seminarians move out, which just happened last week, our housekeeping department is very busy painting rooms that need to be painted. They're going through every seminarian room and cleaning it and getting it ready for conferences, because once the summer arrives, One Bread, One Cup descends upon the hill, and we are the new residential program at St. Mimrid.
I gotcha.
So we use seminarian rooms. We use the rooms in every available space, and sometimes we even have to grow into the guest house. But we do try to keep the guest house open for retreats that are happening, as well as guests who may call and need shelter.
So now, what is the cost?
The cost of the conference is $550 per person. That's for youth and for adults. We do sometimes have scholarship money available. If a parish needs financial assistance, they can apply for that at the very beginning of the registration process.
Now, do you typically get individual students coming on their own, or are there more often things like a group from a parish youth group, all comes en masse?
Our program is mainly established to accommodate groups from a parish or a high school. Occasionally, there is one or two young people from a parish that's not sending a group that they hear about us, they know about us, they want to attend, but they don't have an organized group from their parish. So if they contact us, we do everything that we can to try to pair them with another parish that might be attending from their area. If there's no one coming from their area, then we look for a veteran youth ministry leader who's going to be attending that conference, and we'll ask that leader if they will take these one or two students in. We don't encourage that, but we try to accommodate it when necessary. So we encourage young people to come through their parish or high school program.
I want to ask a little bit about the Benedictine spirituality and how that might be different in terms of the formation of these lay people to go mm-hmm. forth. How might that be different than maybe another type of lay ministry formation program?
That's a great question. Because we are established at the site of a very large Benedictine community, the Benedictine spirituality permeates everything that we do. We enter into the rhythm of prayer and work, which is the Benedictine motto, ora et labora, and we enter into that spirit throughout the conference. Each day is filled with both the work of learning about liturgy and practicing liturgy, and then also the prayer, the rhythm of prayer. So we follow that same rhythm of the monastic community, and while they are there with us at St. Meinrad, each small group of students, of high school students, encounters the monastic community. Either they are welcome to attend with their parish or high school group leaders, they're welcome to attend Lauds and morning prayer at 5:30 a.m., which many groups do, and they're also welcomed at Vespers each day. So we break the participants into a couple of large groups, and they go to Vespers at 5 p.m. with the monastic community at least once while they're there at St. Meinrad. The adult community also has that opportunity to join the monks in their monastic prayer. We've learned and we have created our conference schedule to reflect the schedule of prayer and work that the monks participate in.
And that's really cool. I gave a talk at St. Meinrad for the seminary, for the seminarians on media and discipleship, and I was able to participate in all the prayers with the seminarians, and man, it was awesome. I felt like,
it
this
really
is awesome. Heaven on earth, you know? And so for those people that do attend the conference, they can participate in that. Now, you had a story you wanted to share about the impact that a conference like this has had on people that attend. Do you want to share that?
Yes, and you know, this is really a message that came to me quite out of the blue, and that's what I love about this conference so much, is that when I hear or receive a story from a youth leader, it just validates the idea that I have of, like, am I doing what the Lord is asking me to do? Am I in the right place? I always ask myself that question.
Me too.
And I ask that question in my prayer, because I always want to be where the Lord is asking me to be. And so when I get a message just out of the blue like this, it just makes my day, and it's like a confirmation of, yes, Tammy, just stay right where you are. And so I received this message from my friend Luis Ramos, who is a youth leader from St. Anne's in Bartlett, Tennessee. And he said, I just had to share with you a proud youth minister moment. And he said, last week our youth prayed Compline together, and he said, I had to leave because I had an issue that I had to address. And he said, they excel at leading it. He said, they don't need me to be there anyway. And he said, later, after it was over, an adult volunteer told him that they had nailed it, that they had done so well, but that there were technical difficulties because, he said, they can't afford books. We use a book called Shorter Christian Prayer, which is Liturgy of the Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the youth who attend receive one. But he said, we don't have enough to distribute them to everyone. So we project like a worship aid up on the wall. So he said that there were technical difficulties. The screen went black. And he said, so the youth who were up there were leading the Psalms in chant. And he said they chanted from memory. They didn't have anything with them because they, too, were using the screen. And he said they just kept going because they know it so well. They chanted from memory. So he said the screen had come back up and went dead again, but they knew to end Compline that they were to chant the Salve Regina, which they also did from memory. So he said he was so proud of them. And then a week later, they led Adoration, and they closed with Compline, who they taught their middle schoolers how to pray it. So he said there were 80 youth silent in Adoration. And he just had to share that with me. He said, this is some of the fruits of your labor.
That is so
and
awesome.
That just brings, I get emotional when I think about it, because it's just such a joy to know that the work that you do makes a difference.
Wow. I've always had a question, and I hope you might be able to answer it. It is St. Meinrad Arch Abbey. And what
that is correct.
And what distinguishes an Arch Abbey from your plain old garden variety Abbey? Which
That's
they
a wonderful question. One that we are asked quite often. There are St. Monrad is one of only two archabbeys in the United States, one of 11 in the entire world. An archabbey is a title of distinction that is awarded by the Pope in recognition of a significant contribution to the life of the faithful. And in St. Monrad's case, it was awarded to us, I believe, in 1950-something, but as a response to our efforts in educating priests and laity.
Well, we have a treasure right here in Indiana at St. Monrad Archabbey. Thank you, Jim, for bringing that out. For details about the conference, how do people sign up? I know there are several different dates. Could you give the dates again of the opportunities?
Absolutely.
And then where people can register?
Yes, you can visit our website, which is stminrad.edu, and St. Monrad is spelled out stminrad.edu. You can find us at just by searching One Bread, One Cup, and our phone number is also listed there on our website, but I'll give it to you. It's 812-357-6349. Our conference dates this summer are June 17 to 21, June 28 to July 2nd, and July 6 through 10 at St. Monrad, July 17 through 21 at Conception Abbey in Conception, Missouri.
So those are a lot of opportunities for young people and older people who would want to participate in this really awesome lay ministry formation opportunity, the One Bread, One Cup Conference this summer. And my guest today has been Tammy Becht. She is the Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministry at St. Monrad Archabbey and also Conference Director of One Bread, One Cup Conference. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I've enjoyed it immensely. Have a great day.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.